Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today, we are going to take a look at In Our Life. According to our good friends at Apple Podcasts, it says this podcast is where hosts Charlie and April share some of their life experiences with you, the listener. Join us as we will discuss travel, family, loss, sports, and some of the challenges we faced as an interracial couple living in the South. That's interesting because that's a whole lot of topics. And the cool thing that jumps out to me is interracial. That's something that I'm not going to quite understand. We hope to enlighten and entertain you as you bear witness to the things we love and see some of the ones we don't that happen to be in our life. They're in the places and travel category. And today we're going to be listening to an episode called Long Distance Relationships. I'll be listening to this in Overcast. And before we get to that, we need to remind you of one little thing. And that is, of course,
the following is an opinion. And only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And here we go with In Our Life.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm April.
We're sports fans,
travelers,
music lovers,
movie buffs,
foodies,
and gamblers.
Did we mention sports fans? I'm from the Midwest, where it's all about barbecue, March Madness, the Royals, and the Chiefs.
And I'm from Central Georgia, where it's all about towering pine trees, sweet tea, peach cobbler, and my Atlanta Falcons.
Join us as we talk about all that, including the good, bad, and ugly things we've had to face in our life.
I like the stereo split. I like the production.
On this episode of In Our Life, we're going to talk about something pretty near and dear to our hearts.
Long-distance relationships.
Yes, long-distance relationships. Do they work? Are they doomed to failure?
Or are they going to be perfect and end up in marriage?
Yay, in Vegas.
Well, not everybody's marriage is going to end up happening in Vegas.
Well, maybe not. But it'd be a whole lot cooler if they did.
All right. So today we're talking about long distance relationships. And my former teacher self, I looked up the definition of long distance relationships. And it states a long distance relationship, or LDR for long distance relationship, is an intimate relationship between partners who are geographically separated from one another. And another term is LDRR for long distance romantic relationships. Do you think that we started out in a LDR and then it turned into a LDRR?
Can I plead the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Whatever, we're married now.
If you say geographically separated, about how far apart do you think, on average, the long distance relationship would be separated by?
On average, I would say, is this going to be in miles or time frame for travel, like hours?
Miles.
Okay. I would say 300.
And you would be overshooting it. Average distance, 125 miles. And they tend to visit each other less than twice a month.
Okay.
And they call at least once every 3 days.
Okay.
Wow. So once every 3 days, visiting twice a month. When we started out, how far apart were we?
I'm looking right now, actually.
I would say it was about 90, 95 miles.
You're gravely incorrect.
How far?
I just put the cities in, and it was 124 miles.
124. Wow.
Which that's an hour and 55 minutes.
Ooh, yeah.
But that's not from addresses. That's just from...
Right. So we were right at the average.
Right.
We definitely called a lot more often than once every 3 days.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that helped, too, was Snapchat. We use Snapchat a lot. We use Facebook some, like the Facebook Messenger. But I think we texted and called a whole lot more.
Yeah. We definitely texted and called a lot more.
In the beginning, I would say that it was probably the 3 days a week. I don't think it was any more than that.
Right.
Not, I mean, not in the beginning before you have the determining of the relationship, yeah, the DTR.
define the relationship.
Yeah.
In fact, that's one of the things that really kind of cripples long distance relationships is when they don't communicate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, that doesn't apply to just long distance relationship. That applies to any relationship. You've got to communicate.
Yes.
You know, like I always say, don't suffer in silence.
You say that all the time to me and the girls. Don't suffer in silence. Speak up.
Communication is definitely one of the challenges to a long distance relationship.
Or it could be a challenge. It's right. If people make it a challenge. But are you just reading off a list? Because I have five.
I have eight.
Ooh. Well, you read your eight.
I'll let you read your five.
Okay.
And then whichever ones that aren't on this list
from this
New York
point,
Post.
Look at us collaborating.
Oh.
I'm not thoroughly engaged, but I'm still here.
Five things that could kill a long-distance relationship.
Okay.
The first one, lack of communication.
We destroyed that one as far as a challenge. We communicated pretty well. We communicate pretty well now.
Yeah, and sometimes we have conversations like we've never met each other before. You know, like we just talk all the time. I have a couple commute days where I have to drive an hour to work and back.
Yeah, and I'll talk you into the door.
Yeah. So we really don't have a lot of things to discuss.
Now, of course, that sound effect means, well, I don't hate it. But I'm not really into it. It's a case of, I always say, when you do a podcast, it helps if you can make people do one of the following: laugh, cry, think, groan, educate them, or entertain them. And so I learned a little bit about long distance relationships. I had a somewhat, mine was about, I don't know, 65 miles. We talked every day. I would see her four times a month. So that kind of held me in there. But I don't know. I feel like I'm watching two people talk to themselves because I'm listening to two people talk to themselves. And it just didn't pull me in. But I was kind of like, all right. And I was listening for, so when you guys got to this list, I was like, all right, it's about time to do something because you're not making me laugh. You're not making me cry. You educated me a little bit, but, so this is one of those where I'm like, meh, it was okay. It wasn't horrible. Your audio was okay. You're definitely doing some editing. I heard that, which is good because there were edits, but I had to really listen for edits. So I thought that was good. I like the fact that you got right to things. You explained what the show is about. You introduced your topic. So a lot of things you'd hear, you did really well. And it may just be I'm not the target audience for this. But in the end, I just was kind of like, meh, it was all right. So if you want to check this out, inourlifepodcast.com. I guess I expected it, cause, and this is just one episode. In fact, I see as I look at the front page, and they're using PodPage, by the way, for this. If you want to learn PodPage, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/learnPodPage. I'll put links to that in the show notes. It's a free course. And I see you talk about race, family vacations, traveling to Las Vegas, long-distance relationships we just listened to. And it looks like you're fairly new to this. So for a podcast on episode like 4, you're doing okay. So It just didn't. You know, there wasn't anything really funny. There wasn't high energy, but wasn't low energy. You know, it was kind of like just chilling out with my spouse in front of a microphone kind of thing. So, so I don't really have any feedback besides, you know, you got to the content fairly quick. Realize you guys are going to have to, one thing, and you didn't do this, but I'm just going to give you a tip for people that are married to each other. You have the curse of knowledge. So there are going to be some things that you guys talk about and you will be on the topic because you know the other person knows this and that. You have to remember your audience doesn't know that. So if you guys start talking about inside baseball stuff that both you know, remember your audience doesn't know what the heck you're talking about. I didn't hear that in this episode, but like I said, for me, I was kind of like, meh. This is, you know, I couldn't really find anything to pick on here. It just didn't really like, wow, you've got to hear this kind of content. Because, you know, and maybe that's it. You know, hey, the key to a relationship is communication. Shocking. I've never heard that before. So, again, if you want to check it out, inourlifepodcast.com. And if you would like to have your show on the Podcast Rodeo Show, go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. There are multiple versions of this. The first one that you just heard cost them $5. And I've been starting to do these as video as well. So you can see these on my YouTube channel as well. So you're getting even more exposure for that. Check it out, podcastrodeoshow.com. Now, if you want an absolutely full review of your show, well, then what you want to do is go over to the Podcast Review Show. And that is a show I do with 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. And we not only go over the beginning of your show, but the middle and the end. We have you fill out a form so that we understand what the goal of the show is to make sure that your content is in alignment with your goal. So again, all this will be out at the website, podcastrodeoshow.com. Thanks so much for checking out the show. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you that there's always room for improvement. Take care. Enjoy your ride.